He left Rome on that main base, and with all the people coming in. The only group of forces from Bamito is very long as it started. We had to resolve the thing with that. No Piazza, no Piazza, do not represent the very shaded, the representative of shaded. Very exactly with the representative shaded. It's best to be explained based on the Rambam and their thousand of the truth. Rambam says that there is a certain amount of God of Kedusha, and David is sure that he is the first of the one to quality source and David of Ramadi. And she was that told the queen of God the Ash to open the rest of it. But then he said, if you notice from that day on, he was turning the ancient of Thrumpin, but he didn't have the bishop of it, with respect to being the queen of the mystics of the Marcus, when he heard about the ship, but he didn't have the bishop until the very day of and then he made the Kiddush. The Ramen of the Ashal and the Book of Truman explained that when he created the Shulman, he destroyed the last bishop of Ireland. And only those that she had to show all this as a concept that you should be known with a Kiddush Rabbi. That's to be a Kiddush Rabbi, to be a Kiddush Rabbi, to be a Kiddush Rabbi. This is called from the Gemara in the first story in Jesus. There is a Kiddush Rabbi. So the Ramen said, that's what the problem said over here. Before the different troops of soldiers were fighting, there was a trial. They should be known. They had to have a plan, a multiple plan. How they going to attack the whole country? How they going to divide the whole thing to the Jewish people? So that when the battalion of soldiers were fighting in Europe, in the middle section of the south, there was one bishop that's part of the fighting over there, and you're going to get that credit. And another show that's fighting over there, and you're going to get that credit. No, we consider this the whole battalion show is fighting together, one mass war, on behalf of the entire battalion show. That's why it was labeled as a Kiddush Rabin, and the Kiddush Rabin was come. It wasn't really a Kiddush Rabin. Rabin said that for that reason, when he called for the Shvatim, that they should have one person representing Tyre Shaded before they waged the war in the place of the Shebinu. This is after the first 7 years before they began to wage the war, so that they should plan ahead in advance how they're going to attack Eretz Yisrael, how they're going to conquer it, where they're going to send soldiers, that the whole war should be rendered as a Kiddush Rabbi. So the party says that every Shaded is represented with one more. So what kind of our weapon is that? That they represented the Shebinu, and they did the Chalukah for themselves. They did the Chalukah. So the Gemara says, what kind of a deal is that? The Gemara has three shot. First Gemara has one shot and rejected. Then the second shot and rejected. And finally left with the third shot. Let's start again from the first shot because it's important to keep in mind what is rejected in order to know what is accepted. The first thing Gemara says, how do I not give on Allah? But Jesus said in the name of Allah, the Marian, there is a source in the Chumash, the Shmuel, the Shalom, the Shalom. How do you know the institution of Shalom? We have already derived this. From the earliest system, he had a process by Gershon, the Shilchot, he had a process by Shulman, Atan, Gamatan, the Rabbi Shulchot, and now we know there's a new process. And then we have a third process by Shilchot Apesa. And then also it's a fourth process. And the Lord says, why did those Jews say in the name of God? And we have another process, my Shishul, the Shulam, you can also, what is the source of the Chumash for the principle of Shulam Shinema? The Nasiach and Nasiach and Nimate, that in the sense of the din of Shlichus, for example, the Lord, when you have four passes, they put their Shlichus in the Hapa, let's do that, this is Shlichus, and the other three spoken that we have already gone through. So you might say, you're right, that's all wrong. But Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, that this passage is the source that the Nasi, that the Shevet represents the wrong end of the Shevet, and that was the function of the din of Shlichus, that's not what Rav really said. Take the Gemara of the Tzimtzum, but does that statement that Rav make any sense? Is that established? Is he right? The whole Shlichus, is this an instance of Shlichus? Is this an example of Shlichus? Is it not that every Shevet represents all the members of the Shevet using the principle of Shlichus, 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 all the people of the Shevet appointed him as the Shlichus? Well, I found in Rav in a Shlichus, if there are many members of Paul, we saw there before, by Mitzvah, at the Kotman, and we have a 4-hour Kotman canal appointed the Shlichus. So how can the Nazi represent all members of the Shevet, including Victoria? So that kind of beats. Hello, the Gemara says, no, you have to be worth the statement. That's what Gilbert says in the name of God, that this passage is the source of Shlichus. First of all, it can't be the source of Shlichus because it couldn't be Shlichus and Victoria. Secondly, you already have two other spoken. So the version is different. Hello, the Gemara says, you have the Rabbi Barakunas. You have the Rabbi Barakunas. I'm not Gilbert, I'm not Rabbi. Rabbi Barakunas said, the name of Gilbert said, in the name of God, this is the correct version of it. But in this part of the learner, different than the lion, how do I know she's off on the other shlag of Tzamaz? How do you know that there's an institution who's off on the other shlag of Tzamaz? That's what we discussed. And he said, because I want to give you an atonement. Look at here, I give you an atonement. Pick it up. And he said, but he didn't have good. We give it all the time, we make an aid. Talk to the building. One more time, whatever. So one person dies, if we make the serious effort to make the everybody area, then everybody has to get it up, and you put it all together in one person's bed. Then it's considered if everybody lives in that home, it's one big happy family, and everybody will like carrying the enclosed area. What happens if you don't want to go out there? They'll collect on that from every person. Each of them, every person should give them up. If you don't want to bother doing that, then you should give them the to do a tree mark, to do it for kitchen. Have one person buy a big box of masks from the school. But he has to be a Zaka Shutzer, he has to have a Shutzer, has to be on the Shutzer for all the Shunga Shabbos that are included in the area, in the building, whatever. And it is, you have to pick up the box of masks and give it to someone else. Every person picks it up. He's turned the Shutzer on his own beer. He's one of the Shunga Shabbos in this area. And he goes to finish it for somebody else, all the other Shem Yishavit to live there now, and the Rebbe can move in until the next paper, or as long as you want the heirs to live. So that's using the principle of the Zach and the Yav, which led upon it. What do they have to lose? They have nothing to lose by getting a Shutzah from the Matzah, not everything to gain. If they want to, they can come, they can eat the Matzah. So getting a Matzah, a Shutzah from the Matzah. So that's the principle, that's the Mishnaism. Mishnaism has this clause, of the Zach and the Yav, the first time it's mentioned in the Mishnaism, is an heirism. The Zach and the Yav, which led upon it, when you make an heirism. But the Gemara says, how do you know that such a thing is valid? How do you know you can do such a thing? That if you pick up the matzah on behalf of somebody else who's not here, this is a quick thing, he has anything to gain and nothing to lose, he's going to gain in our shittas and matzah, and he's going to gain the right to carry in our own enclosure. The thing is that we can gain and nothing to lose, you can do the act without him, even though he's not here, even though you're not even consulted. How do you know that such a thing is valid? Because of you, it's fresh, and Emma, the matzah, see, represented all the people in their shaver, all the members of the shaver, and the members of the shaver were not consulted about this in the gym. The Rebbe Shalom said, don't discuss it with everybody. But just tell me, Shalom, just pick out one nafti, represent all the members of the shaver, and 12 in the state, we'll divide our control, make the plan of attack before the shaver moves, go up to conquer them there. And then the function of the din, that was the din of Shalom, the people didn't appoint the nafti as their shaver. And then the function of the din was having the other shaver found. So here the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, why doesn't the Gemara ask the same kasha as before? The two were, the Gemara should ask, does this make any sense? How can this function with the din? How does Zachin, how can you have Zachin on the head of the Tatum? So you see that you can't have Zachin on the head of the Tatum. That's what you see from the Gemara, yeah. So you really don't need a Gemara, I'm thinking, right, what do you need a Gemara? A position like that. A position is the end of the Barabasha. The mission says, if the Machlaik is high banana, the Zachin, the other, should have the front of this principle, that if I give you, why give you a gift? You're not here. If I give it to someone else, and he picks it up for you, he's there and you're here. For one time, it was in my friend Reb Lazar at the shul. Reb Lazar's other opinion, that Zachin Yad Shlazi Chavon is only a takon of the Rabbani, not a Bilbel. He clearly holds that it's not learned out in any form, but he comes in a takon of the Rabbani. Reb Lazar says, since his opinion is that it's only a takon of the Rabbani, so he insists that the Chacham only instituted Zachin Yad Shlazi Chavon, but then the Mishnah has two verses. Therefore, since it's only a takon of the Rabbani, so one version is, they only instituted Zachin Yad Shlazi Chavon on behalf of the Tanah. So the Tarachman from the first period, he can't be trained on his own. He can't make anything wrong. So the Tatman to do is a lot by Zach. Even if the kid is a super genius, he already has a doctor's degree, so there's not a lot to do. You can have any child before Bar Mitzvah, there's a lot by Zach. So if you want to make a kid, you have to have Zach. So the problem is trying to make anything more than that. So one time it's the opinion, it's not the opinion, that the only institute is Zerah Miriam Shlomo Fono, that he's going to be Zerah on behalf of the Kotan. Because if Melech HaRachmanis, he can't make the Kinyan out of Zerah. On behalf of the Gadol, let's be honest, the other person is first on this, it's a very common person to make the Kinyan himself. Why should we do him a favor? And because it's for him. And the other version of our blessing is now the Pum Fakir, the only institute in the Takan is Zerah Miriam Shlomo Fono on behalf of the Gadol. But when he's very fair, he would be here, he would be able to make the kingdom in person. And now that he's not here, he's unable to be here, and then it's a kind of a we can do the kingdom on his behalf. But on behalf of the Kotan, what if the Kotan were here? The child, before Bar Mitzvah were here for anything, he would not be able to make the kingdom himself. But then we made a kind of we should be able to substitute for him to make the kingdom on his behalf. These are two versions of our blood. That version says we don't pass from like either version. We pass from our left of the Meister, that Zachon Yom Shlomo Fono lies both on behalf of the Kotan or on behalf of the Gomel. I give you a Mahona, you pick it up, that somebody else should be trained. That curious, so this works whether it's somebody else who's before Bar Mitzvah or after Bar Mitzvah. So that's the definition of Mishnah Bar Mitzvah. The Stak HaLocha, that Zachon Yom Shlomo Fono works both on behalf of the Gomel or on behalf of the Kotan, you don't have to make any inferences from our Gemara, because it's a clear cut Mishnah. The question, The question is, when does follow them? The Gemara in Bava Metzia and in Zer Nesha has the following statement. What if I want to give a gift to our Nachri? A fine fellow, the fellow thinks the son of the building, he says, Shalom to everybody, a fine friend. So I want to give him a matzah. But he's not here. I want to give you the matzah to be born only here for the Nachri. So the Gemara says nothing good. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, there is a Zer Nesha, they may have his need of a complicated study for the Tzidus. When you have this need, it's a happy need, if I give my money to somebody else, How can I avoid these things? So the Gemara says, if I give you money, you are Yisrael, I give you money to be kind of yes. Well, naturally, we do not apply the principle of the Zalchan of Yavin Shlodchan. Why not? What's wrong? So the Gemara says, because the Nachri, even if he would have wanted to appoint you as his Shliach to represent him, and Nachri doesn't have a Dinah Shlichus, he won't give him money. So the Nachri can either serve as a Shliach on behalf of Yisrael, what can he appoint to Yisrael as a Shliach on his being? We discussed then that there's an application that if Pesach can a Nachri appoint another Nachri as his Shliach, can one Nachri appoint another Nachri as his Shliach or not? And that's an application that Nachri Simeon and the Rabbi Aaron has to say. That's the Greg who asked to buy the Chumnitz, the Pitchhack, and Tubitech, and asked to send another Greg to buy the Chumnitz for him. If the other guy who comes is willing to buy himself, he says, good, let's sell it to this girl. What if the problem comes is that he's afraid to get it out, he doesn't know what it is. So he'll serve as a shliach to the other Nachri. Can one Nachri appoint another Nachri as a shliach? So that's the Nachri. Now the Benjamin says, yes. The Nachri Nachron says, no. Now the Benjamin says, the only time you want to apply shlichus by a Nachri is if it came to consider him also. If the Nachri sends the Yisrael, if he saw sends the Nachri, then he came to shlichus and let him come also because one is a Yid and one is a Nachri. But if they're both Nachri, then you can have shlichus. And the Rabbi Aaron says that he doesn't see any proof for this statement of the Master of the Gnomian. He doesn't think that that's a conclusive story. He thinks that Nachum won't have any institutional truth of it. So here the Gnomian in Bava Metzia, Zer Nesha, the Gnomian says, if the Nachum would appoint the Israel as a Shliach to accept a gift for him, to give the Kabbalah Matronah, to be credited something for him, so there's no Dinah Shliach. There's no Dinah Shliach on behalf of the Master. The Hula Dinami also that there was no din on Zav Miyod and Shlodicham. So if I give you a gift, and you pick it up, and you say that if you're lifting up, and you're making the opinion, you want to acquire ownership not on behalf of yourself, but rather on behalf of the nice boy, so Nachri did not depend, and so there's no din of Zav Miyod and Shlodicham on behalf of the Nachri, because there was no din of Shlichus on behalf of the Nachri. That's the statement that we made. So apparently there's some kind of a connection between Shlichus and Zav Miyod and Shlodicham. So the Nachri right away asked the Kasha, so if so, what's the Kasham? The Kasham was child before by this, the thing that appointed somebody to function on his behalf as a Shliach, to sell or to buy, it wouldn't work. A Kasham cannot appoint the Shliach. And yet, if I, does it belong by that? Does the Kasham belong by that? What's if the Kinyan, what's if the Kasham wants to sell, wants to buy? Nothing good, doesn't matter. If the Kasham appoints the Shliach, even though the Shliach is above and the Shliach is by that, the Kasham cannot have any Shliach acting in his behalf. Nevertheless, if I give an matana to the other brother, to the one who gets the bar mitzvah, to be kind of the matana on the head for the kohen, so you do say zachen the other shlodicham. So the Gemara asks, don't you see that there's a discrepancy between zachen and shlichus, that zachen the other shlodicham can work on the head of the kohen, even though shlichus shlodicham can also cannot work on the head of the kohen. And every time you cannot be a shlichus only by giving the kiddushin. A given position by Sheikh Rabbi Mani, he can be a Shliach. But one Rabbi Mani will appoint another Rabbi Mani as a Shliach. So then look, in the Kabbalah special. No, the Gemara just makes, you're right, the Gemara makes the following distinction. If I am the other, I am two Rabbi Mani. The fact is, if I give this special rule, the document of freedom to the evident person to go through. If I give it, if one Rabbi of mine appoints another Rabbi of mine, as his Shliach, the Mekabal of Shashikah for me, then he knows that it doesn't work. Because it's not taking the Shashikah, it's taking it from my right, it's my left hand, and then left my issue. So let's say my actual neighbor also has another Kanye. And my other Kanye opposed to his other Kanye as a Shliach for him. And then if I give the Shashikah to the neighbor's other Kanye, so I should come out of Kanye to see if the other one, if it's the next neighbor picks up.
Well,
the next one that will be can be. That's okay. That doesn't bother. The only concern is if I give it to another Rebbe Tzani of mine, But then I've never left my research. It's like taking the Shiva from my right hand, putting it in my left hand. Only if I give it to my Yavakanani in person, then Yavakanani becomes a Shiva. If I give it to another Yavakanani of mine, because on behalf of the other, I'm good, and this Yavakanani then becomes a Shiva. But if I give it to somebody else's Yavakanani to become on behalf of my Yavakanani, that's fine. That's not a problem. And Yavakanani can be a Shmiya. Only if we get the Kiddushin now. If I'm saying I'm a big new guy, because the name of the Torah is Kiddushin. It can't be married and it can't get the book. So the Gemara poses this question in the Mitzvah Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. Why do you have a discrepancy by Tartan? There is a discrepancy between Shmichus and Zochim. And if I give an autonomous person who is yet to find this case to be called out the head of the Tartan, that you can do. You can say Zochim, you understand the Tartan. But if you call them to appoint that person yet to find this case, if you call them to appoint Adam Gordon as a Shmichus, the Shmichus didn't work. You see that even though Shmichus doesn't work, Zochim, you understand the Tartan, doesn't work. But why is it that I did not really I said to not be appointed to Israel as a Shlia. The Shmuchah did not vow to raise Shmuchah from Matri. But the Nachi, and because there's no Shmuchah from Matri, there is also no Zachin on the head of the Matri. Why do you say by the Matri, they go together, him and him? Since you can't have Shmuchah, you can't have Zachin either. But in the case of the Kotzon, the child before by Matri, even though he cannot have a Shlia, he can't have somebody function on the head of the Kotzon. So he murdered this discussion. The Tanya is on this. So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says that Kotzon is different from Rashi, because in Rashi, not only does he have no possibility of Shmichus now, even in the future, it doesn't look like he's ever going to have any possibility of Shmichus, unless he will convert, if it's a common instruction. Common instruction, then it's a different story. The Chosen writes it, you have to go through Gaze. But right now, as in Rashi, it's doing right now. That guy, he doesn't have any Shmichus now, and he doesn't have any possibility of Shmichus in the future. Then came the Kotzon, although right now the Kotzon doesn't have any ability to make a Shmiya, but it's okay with all Shmichs. He will, in the future, when he will come on Mitzvah, he will have the ability to oppose the Shmichs. So therefore now, there is a thing of Zachim Yad Shmichs will come. That's the Gemara then. So the Rishonim have two Jewish stories, there are two readings in the Gemara on that one. And the Gemara said that since the Kotzon has the ability in the future that he will become on Mitzvah, he will be in the Parashah of Shmichs. And the only reason why he doesn't actually do this now is because at the beginning he's allowed by that. He's a person who's degraded, allowed by that, he can't appoint the Shmir. But in God's own show, the point he doesn't have to appoint anybody. So he appoints the other side. The sound is more than work. It's on a level of delight. It works for perfect pleasure in our service. The father shouldn't have to give yourself up then. But since the person is us in the flesh, he will have the ability to appoint the Shmir. But even now, he can have the din of God's own show of fun. And now that he shouldn't have to give the there, but since the Kotzon is offering us all Shlichus, since in the future when he will become Bar Mitzvah, he will have the ability to make a Shlichus. Therefore, the Chiyah Mihon is the Rabbanan is like, the Rabbanan is the one who is talking to Zahmi on the Shlichus in front of him. Then I'll tell you, he can't have any of the Chiyah now on the head of the Kotzon. Even though the principle of Zahmi on the Shlichus in front of him, in the Natur, the moment that I can pass it over here, not the Yachim, not the Yachim, not the Matur, Zahmi on the Shlichus in front of him, this is in there like, that if I give you my Kotzon, and you have in mind to be turning this machine on the head of somebody else. So he owns it, so that person is called ownership of it. Then I told him, that's only Zachan on the head of the brother. But Zachan on the head of the Kotzon, some Rishonim have a gift. Some Rishonim is Rashi say, some Rishonim have a gift, and that is only in the Rabban. And the other Rishonim have a Rabban and the Rashba. It's a big message. It's a full of Hasmei Ashkenaz. Rashi says that everybody else follows the fighting line. There are most of the Rashi Pasmei, the Trinity Foundation. Full of Hasmei Ashkenaz. And it's talking about the Lord Pasmei. As the Chiyah on the head of the Kotzon is only the Rabbanon, and the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Rashbo, and the Riz, and all the Chachmas Torah, the Ram, they all find a verse sheet to connect it, that God on the other side of the phone on the head of the Kotzon is good when I tell it, Rashi is only be good in the Rabbanon. So what's the issue? What's the Machalim issue? So the famous Ram, and I doubt, which is the Ram on the Riz, the Ram on the Riz, in fact, has a whole lot of issues here, and the Rashbo has a very long essay over here, quite a long essay. So they explain in a nutshell what the issue is. The question is, how does Zachim Yad Mishnei Zafonov work? What is the mechanics of it? I give you a matana, and I want you to be kind of this matana. I want to give it to you. You don't need it. You have that finish. I want to give this matana to somebody else who's not here. But you want to make the king in there to make sure that I don't back out. So I'll wait till this time, but he's going to come next Monday night. And they change my mind to next Monday night. So you want to quickly make a kinyan that it should belong to the other person, it should no longer belong to me, I shouldn't be able to back out. So I say, okay, pick it up. So they claim on behalf of the other person. So the din is often without them, shall I be from it? The other person acquired the ownership of the gift, and it belongs to him already immediately right now. So the question is, so how does that work? But it's the world. The whole, the kid is not created by the Kona. The Kona is not even here. So how can you say that you're lifting up the object, acquiring ownership to somebody else? You're not coming for yourself. You're coming to him, and he didn't make it to you. So here, Tom Hashem says, and then the Torah declares, that you can make the human on behalf of the other person. This is exactly the principle of clearing Tom Shlichen. We're not a form of Shlichen. There are two kinds of Shlichen. One Shlichen is, and he comes to you as a Shliach, knowing in advance that he wants to sell, that he wants to buy, that he wants to acquire an opponent. So the other person appoints somebody as a Shlichen to function on his deal. And here there's an instance where the other person doesn't even know that I want to give a gift. He doesn't know what's going on. But if he rooms in it, that if he would know about it, he would certainly want it. Why not? What do you have to do? He has everything to gain and nothing to lose. If he doesn't want the gift, he can only give it back right now. He can say he doesn't want it. He came from all my funds.
If you don't want to bother, don't collect so many matzahs, different sizes, different shapes, and you're going to have to throw squeezing back into the box. The one person goes and he buys a big box in the office of the store, he gives it, someone else picks it up, and he kind of shifts the matzahs on his own behalf, and they have to go to the other shem shem. So what happens is one wise guy in the community, he doesn't believe in the mayor. For whatever reason, he doesn't want any air. And he screams, I don't want to be kind of shifted from the box. So then is that he ruined the whole thing? The thing is that whenever you do a Zachar Miyadim Shlachim Sonov on behalf of somebody else, if when a person finds out that you acquired a gift on his behalf, he says, his initial reaction is, don't do me any favor while I want it, he doesn't even have to give it back. He just makes a statement, just makes a declaration, I don't want it, and the whole act of Zachar Miyadim Shlachim Sonov collapses. That's one of the problems when you make an error in the community. There's one white guy who doesn't want the error. So he can just say, I don't want the error, that's not it. But if he says, I don't want the shift in the matzah, I never gave a master, and I never gave you permission to be kind of the master for me. And when you were kind of for me, I don't want it. You did a suit, you did me a favor, I don't want the shirt to be the master. And we can ruin it all there. We're going to get around that also, but it starts off with a problem. There's a solution to every problem. A solution to this problem also, but it does solve the problem. No, the Gemara says it all depends on his initial reaction. First he says he does want it, then later on he says he changes his mind, so then the only way to get rid of it is to give it back. But if his initial reaction is, when he finds out about it, that they do an act of zeph on his behalf, his initial reaction is, I don't want any favors, don't give me any more funds. So then it is that he cancels the whole act of zeph. Right, so here's the major machlokes. This is the question we'll get to. The question is, how does zeph on the other shleim function? How does it act? The Rashi and Tzitzit from the Tzadashin and the Ramah, all the Chachma Ashkenaz, from the top to the Ramah to the bottom, Rashi to the Ramah, everybody in between a few hundred years, they all have the opinion that Zach and the Yad Mishleh the Son is another form of Shlichas, except there are two kinds of Shlichas. The normal Shlichas is when I point to you as a Shlichah, to go buy on my behalf, to go sell on my behalf, to go give away my talent on my behalf, to give the gift, to give the condition, whatever, I point to somebody else as the Shlichah. And then there's another form of Shlichus when I didn't appoint the other person as a Shlichus. And it's very clear that anybody has the right to act as a Shlichus on my behalf, because it's the moment and everybody knows that I would want to have a gift. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And then if you don't want it, when you first find out that you don't want it, you can only declare you don't want it, then it's been gained, it's broken up. So you have everything to gain, nothing to lose. So it's very clear that everybody can act as a Shlichus. That's the one.
Why do you want to give you something?
If he's here, if you're here, you make the opinion.
So, who is that here? These people don't have to be
called in
necessarily.
They
know, it's not
what they're doing. No, doesn't mean have, let's say, I have a I want to give it to you as my son. I'll pick it up and I'll say, I'm coming on the air today to leave. He's not claiming. The object has to first leave, let's say, by the power, the object has to first leave by the ship, then enter into your issue. That's what have grown all of that, that's what Kimi Chotri, that's what Kimi Gazi, what they say, Kimi Mishita, all the Kinyonim, Kimi Mishita, by the end of all that, all the Kinyonim on the Tafelin consist of Hasmas of the Rishut. It can't be considered as entering into the Rishut of the Kredit, it didn't need the Rishut of the Meshkedit, the Rishut of the Nosek, if I just bring on the table,
still doesn't meet my issue. You have to make the kinyan. So if you want to eat it, pick it up and cause it to enter into what's considered your issue, so you can point to Shmia. Okay, but if you're not here, you can't point to Shmia. And then I'll look at faith, if it's an act of a Kabbalah Matanah, you're seeing that a Matanah is definitely on the Shmia of the Tanah. He has everything to gain and nothing to lose. Anybody can take off the Matanah Tanah on your Shmia. The Rashi and faith is Mechachmi Ashkenaz, the Rabbi opinion that definitely on the Shmia of the Tanah work. So we consider the person who picks up the gift on behalf of the third party as if he were appointed, as if he were appointed as a shliach on behalf of the other person. So the function is not actually this group. So that's why Rashi places a Rabbi opinion that if I want to give a gift to a boy or a girl who's not Talmud, not Talmud, and I give it to somebody who is Talmud, so we can on behalf of the Talmud, true, the Gemara is good. And the Mishnah says in the end of our Bible that it's good, but it's only Talmud in our bones. It's not Talmud in our bones. So just like the Talmud couldn't have a shliach on his behalf, he can't have any shliach at all. So he cannot have any demons go from the other shliach in front of either because the chiyah is based on, chiyah is another form of shliach.
Can you talk about the immediate
opinion? Does that
make a person
as a way to acquire the
demons from
the other side? Chazok is one way to acquire the shliach. Chazok is one form of shliach. What's the final real estate? Chazok. So there are various forms of kinyan that I should give all the things to the Rosh Hashanah to clarify to somebody else. One form of kinyan is called okay. If you lock the door, or if you put a lock on the door, or if you put up a fence around it, that's kinyan has work. The other way to apply kinyan is kinyan has character as well. And the following has work as well as before. And the following, a movable item that if you want to transfer ownership, has work as a doctor, doesn't work anymore, so you have to have a kinyan of Hashanah to issue. Of having the object entered into the machine, but we're only requiring it now. It's easy to pick it up. Or you take it into your bucket, you hold it in your hand, you put it in your pocket, you put it in your box, in your car, anything like that. It's still half not to the machine.
You're saying that all the things in the capture of giving things to the best neighbor, what's the same way?
After there are slight differences between being kind of an after as opposed to giving over ownership from one person to the other, basically the same. Giving to the best neighbor is completely different. Everything is based on the English, the Mishnah has in the first Torah and tradition. On the author of the law, I'm just saying, I declare that this is Hagdish, and she is the author of Hagdish. Just like if I was giving you a steel of Hagdish, and I give you an object and you pick it up, and it's a new issue now, and you acquire ownership, and by Hagdish, you may have just made a declaration, and hereby declare that this is belongs to Hagdish, even if the Hagdish should become Hagdish, in order to build this, it belongs to the property of Hagdish, just by making the statement that it already belongs to Hagdish. Yeah, and then it's not even more further than Hagdish is even the Mashal. The original Gemara about Mashal only says by Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the Hebrew word at the end. Kabbalah is the kind of Mashal. The Rambam speaks Kabbalah only by Kabbalah. The Shulchanah is not only by Kabbalah, it's even by Hagdish, but by Kabbalah, it's even by Tzokin, it's by Hagdish.
Can I find something
in the street,
or someone
who brings up? If you find something in the street, it's only, if you find it in the street, it's only the Kabbalah. If somebody gives him a matanah, if it was a bat acharis matanah, then it's a machlekes, and then Shulchanah is fascinated with telling him what I think. Right. That's if I give it to the person in person. Because whatever, if it's a bat acharis matanah, the owner owns the object, he's a bat, he's a badak, he is a gobbler, he's based on mitzvah, and he has that on his kinyan, and whatever, if it's a bat matanah, there's no need for that friend. And you don't need that for the title friend. And the person wants to pick up the double shul has to require ownership. So there's nobody on the other side giving another thing. So he has to be a badass because there's probably not enough left. The Mishnah says it's only credit to the Rabbanah. But they shouldn't make machlokes all the time. So to be clear, you have to act as if the customer thinks. So when somebody gives a machlokes to a customer, that's the machlokes, the Lutai, the Shemara, then that gives the confidence coming in our mind. But yet the customer cannot appoint a Shlia, except to give money there for the customer can't have a Shlia. That's why Rashi is basic in the Rabbanah, Shemara, they pass you. That the doctor in the world who should know the summer on behalf of the person only works when they're not on it. It doesn't work when I say it. And the other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, it has absolutely nothing to do with say Shlichus. Shlichus is a thing where you appoint somebody else as a Shliach, and say Shlichus Shabbat and Timoso. So the key that the Shliach does, so we use the Russian effect when you appoint the Shliach, they say, Yotzaki Yadi, your hand should be considered like my hand. Tichas Shepir, your mouth should be considered like my mouth. Kasiyasi, and you're doing your act should be considered as a tribe. And then when the Shliach does a kinyan on behalf of the Mishalef, or the Shliach gives a get on behalf of the one who's standing, or he gives a kibushin, or he does a house, or he finds a house, or he gives a matana, whatever,
So we don't say that the Shliach did the Kinyan and it's Chal on behalf of the Shalom. No, we say that the principle of the Gohan Yom Shlomo Shalom, we consider Shlomo Shalom and Kinyan Moitai, the Dissim Shalach did everything. The Dissim Shalach gave over the gift. The Shliach is just doing a Maitai Kos B'Yama, as you say in Yishu. He's just doing the acting like a monkey. He's a mailman in the middle, so he didn't consider the Dissim Shalach is doing anything. The whole point of the Shliach. So that's only, to the Rambam, when I was born with Ram, all the Chachmim Florida, that's only when I became the Shlichus. Shlichus, what you can learn from me, that whatever the Shlichus does is good for me. Why? It's considered as if I did it myself, because I appointed you to act on my behalf. The Hasiyot, the Kasiyot, is considered as if I did it. But then we have a clause that there's no Shlichus on the end of the cup. The cup, you can't pull off this stuff. You should appoint the governor, and the governor should do something for him, should consider it as if he himself did it. It doesn't work. So what happens if it's not a din of shlicha, not to be appointed, if it's a situation of the chuz? I want to give a gift to the couple, and the couple is not out. Instead of giving it to the common person, I give it to someone else, a couple, to be there on behalf of the couple. But then the Chachmi Svara, the Rambam, and the Rashbam, all the time, the Rambam, the Ram, what we have to do have the opinion that don't we understand the phone of what's going to occur, not just in the Rambam. Why? Because Zechon Yad Mishloi Mishloi doesn't mean that it's considered as if the other person has made the Kinyan. No. The Din of Zechon is that you made the Kinyan and it takes effect for the other person. It's not the same as Shlichus. That's the major Machlokes of the Shem on this back. But the Zechiyah is the Tam Shlichus, or the Zechiyah is Yad Mishloi Mishloi. So Zechon Yad Mishloi Mishloi work in the same way that Shlichus works, I consider it as if the fact that Kinyan has been made on behalf of the other person, and this is considered as if he made the Kinyan, so of course he acquired the ownership on that object. That is the same with the Yitam Shlichus. It works in the same way, in the same fashion that Shlichus works. And the other Mishnahs disagree, and they say, no, the Chiyah is not Yitam Shlichus. It's not considered as if, by Zechon, you're not considered as if Asiyos or Kasiyos is. As if the other person who wants to give had made a Kinyan himself. No, the Chiyah is not in this. I can do a mighty Kinyan, and you can acquire ownership of this myself. If the deal is like that, it's taken away, that I do the Kinyan, it's black, and it takes effect for somebody else. We have no conflict that 2/3 more for a custom. The custom only says, well, by a custom, you can't have shlichus. No one else's act can be considered as if the custom has done it himself. So that's the question. If you say that the chiyah works with the same mahalach as shlichus, it's considered as if the mekabel ha-matam is in the king himself, and therefore he requires ownership, so then it doesn't work with the custom, and I'll tell you wrong with the rabbi. So if you say the chiyah is a new thing, the chiyah is lacking conflict, but not considered as if the other person has done the king on his own. I did the mice, then it's called on the half of the text of on the half of somebody else. Then you can say that everybody works on the half of the cross on the left order. After they ask him, and I tell you, it doesn't belong to him, and you can have one of these, which it is, they have a lot of Kinyan with the Rabbana, yeah, but I tell you, it really belongs to one person. If they have one of these, they be clear that they switch it. It really belongs to somebody else. It means that after they ask him, both are healthy. Both of these kind of things. Right. So the receivers, which I should wish to explain, the hefty words and hefty only works in our Torah to be masked in that category. To declare it as being only. That works in our Torah. That's biblical. But when they declare based on hefty words and hefty that my property belongs to you, so the fact that it no longer belongs to me, that's legitimate on the level of their rights. But the fact that it belongs to you, that's only a din, a make-believe din for the Rabbona. And even with the Rabbona, which is chaos, with all the stigma, hefty words and hefty, they can't accomplish it as it belongs to you in our Torah. This pasuk tells what? This pasuk is nothing. This pasuk is not a, is not telling you anything about hefty goes and hefty. This is telling you a different thing. The custom gets the right. That's the din of Zohar the Adam Shlomo Shlomo. So here's the problem. This is what we started off with before. The Gemara has it, again, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Amidbar Perek Lamedaleth. The pasuk says that one member of each one of the Yud-Beis Shvatim represented all the members of the tribe. And the day that you should be known, then they made Chalukah Torah. They made the Bible that was... One of the purposes of the representation is to give him some explained based on the Rambam, but it should be Kibush Rav. It's not too important to the Gemara. But the Pasuk just says that one must be represented all the members of the tribe. So the Gemara wants to know with what authority, with what power did he represent all the members of the tribe. The Gemara has three Pshat. The first two are rejected, and we're only left with the third. We didn't get to the third Pshat yet. So the first Pshat the Gemara suggested was, the Nazi represented all the members of the tribe with the power, with the authority of Shlucha Shalom Kimosa, with all the members of the tribe had to be notified, and they had a phone to him as their representative. That's what the Gemara thought originally of Shah.
Michelle. Then they're supposed to pick out the Nicene, not come to pick out a tribe that can't pick out the Nicene. They should tell all the members of every tribe that they should appoint. They should all raise their hands, appoint and say, to say yes. And they all had to say yes, but they're appointing this man as their Shliach. And the Gemara says that that can't be the Pshat and the Pesach. There are so many people in every tribe who are not Bar Mitzvah. But even if they appoint the Nazi as a Shliach, of course we cannot have a Shliach, we cannot appoint the Shliach. It's not by God. So that Pshat is out the window. That's not the fair Pshat. You can't say that they had to appoint all the members of every Shliach had to be Maskin to appoint the Nazi as their Shliach to represent them. That's not the fair Pshat because at the time you can't appoint the Shliach. So it must be that the Rebbe Shlomo Paul Moshe Rabbeinu, he should pick these things. Don't tell the Hamona what's going on. It's none of their business. And the Nazi will represent them without consultation, without consulting. And what kind of business is that? How can you represent someone without consulting? So the Gemara says, well, they have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Because they're gonna make the plan how they're going to attack Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to conquer the land and divide the land. And everybody's going to get Chelek and Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's going to get Kedushin Torah. They're all the members of the tribe. You tell them in this time, everybody has everything to gain, nothing to lose. And we apply the principle of love in the other side of the you can act, you have the authority to act on behalf of everybody in the tribe, even though they don't even know what you're doing for them. They don't know who you are, they don't know that you're representing them. So the Gemara says that would have been a good shot, except there's an issue also. What happens after they divide Eretz Yisrael? And then one wise guy says, but I want to have a chelik in the north of Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, but I want a chelik in the south of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to complain about the halukah. And the halukah was made in Shvatim. Shevet Yisrael gets together. Shevet Yehuda gets together. Shevet Yisrael gets together. He says, but I want to have on the Mediterranean. I want to have on Kinneret. But I want to have it in Golan. He wants it in the Negev. So what do you do if they complain later on? This is the really principle of the Zach and the Yard and Shlomo Yisrael. What's the din of Zachin? When you go to the person, you just did your favor. We divided Eretz Yisrael on your behalf, and we give you a share 1,000 miles away from Yerushalayim. Is that a one? I went closer to Yerushalayim. So if it were based on, if the Nesim represents all the members of their tribe, based on the principle of Zahm and Yahweh Shalom Zahm, and I'm doing it as a favor, then it's just again nothing to lose. Part of the package deal should have to see that the minute he finds out what the Gedalia favor was, if he's unhappy about it, he's not satisfied, he can say, I can't go. And the whole representation of the Nazi Yakam and Hitler should be brought to the Muslim. And the thing is that it's not so. The thing is by Chalukah Zaharet, the Gemara assumes that they must have had a lot of people who are unhappy with it got. They can't satisfy everybody. Someone's going to get the horse, someone's going to get the business, someone's going to get to the north, to the south. Not everybody was satisfied with where they got. Nevertheless, even if somebody was unhappy later, they couldn't cancel the authority of the Nazi who was representing them. So the Gemara says that shows that it wasn't based on the principle of the Zalman Ra'am Shalom Yisrael. It must be based on something else. The Yerid is the way out. No, the way out by the Yerid doesn't help them. The way out by the Yerid, just to explain the kid to is, you have a problem with the Nachrim who live in the enclosed area. Even if they give you a mount, it doesn't help. The participation of the people who live in the enclosed area for the Yerid is only good if they shun the Shabbos. If the Nachrim, they have nothing to do with Shabbos, so they can't give them up. So what do you do with the Chayla? What do you do with the Shiftus and all? You have to go rent from every lot. Go rent from the big area, go rent from every lot. And Shavuot, they have a cool, you rent from the marshal over here. You rent from the chief of police, or you rent from the mayor of the city. Whatever, you rent from one person that's representing all of the people, from all the citizens who live in the area. So the place that says in Arabic, and that's how Mr. Gura told us, Allah, he knows, there's been a big question, Mr. Gura says, it's not a question, when they come, he says you can rent not only from the Meshul Ha'ir as representing the Nazrim, it can represent, you can use the Meshul Ha'ir, the mayor, as representing the Jews also. Whoever doesn't want to participate in Baksamatsus, he can go the other way, we can rent from the Meshul Ha'ir in India. And if the Meshul Ha'ir, if the mayor, the chief of police, rents to the Israelis, the homes of the Goy, he rents the homes of the Goy. On behalf of the Goy, even if the Goy knows what's going on and he screams, running around, I don't want to rent my home, he has no right to represent me, I didn't appoint him to rent my house. I go to him in his mayor, I wanted him to rent my house. But if it isn't anymore, that doesn't matter with him. Once the national leader has the right to represent the Nazi, even Paul Koch, even if he's screaming at the time that I'm renting from the national leader, the Goy says it's also good. The cooler name, special school for the home, he's the heir, he's going to be a bonus. So they were maker that you can rent to a Nachri, even Isaiah, someone representing the Nachri, but I'll call them the Nachri. The Yiddish, the group quotes them, and the sense is that this works even on behalf of these children as well. Not only behalf of the Nachri, they have to be even more. Here there's a way about it, but here by the Halit and Sahara, there's no way out. So the Gemara said again, the Gemara is going to give three shots on this part. The Pasuk said that every Shevet had one person in the Nazi representing all of them, and the Shevet, when they divided their stuff, when they had the plan of the fact, how they going to conquer the land, how they going to wage war, how they going to send the troops there. In order that it should be a Kibbutz Shabbat. The Gemara said the Eid did with what authority did the Nazi have the right to represent all of them in the tribe. So the first Shabbat was rejected by the Nazi had to be appointed by each and every member of the tribe. They had to say all of them paid to say yes, and everybody said yes. And they appointed him as a Shliach. The Gemara said, no, but that's not true. Because we already have three other spoken to Shliach, but we don't need a fourth place. And this cannot be correct. So there was somebody to tell him in other Shavuot, we don't have the offer. They can't appoint the Shliach on their ear. They got shattered out. The next shot, the Gemara said, hello, must be the next version. Not that we are not the principal of Shliach, but this person that the Nazi represented the others. But he was appointed by everybody. There was a mini Shliach, but no, there was no mini Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell all the people in the tribe who was representing them and what it was all about. It was none of their business. The Nazis represented them as a shaved, without consulting everybody based on the principle of the law, and the other Shlomo before them. So to this, the Gemara has an objection. How can it be, if it's a normal regular din of the law, and the other Shlomo before them, if the initial reaction of the person when he finds out what the developing of his fear was, if he finds out and he says, but I'm not happy about that, I don't want that, does he object? If his initial reaction is the object that he doesn't want, then he cancels the whole block in the other Shlomo before them. I'm afraid it comes out that there was no act of nothing. And the Gemara says that over here it wasn't so. That Gemara, it's his bureau, and the Gemara argues against each other. It's his bureau. Is that shot that's not there? Is that the correct shot? Does that make sense? That the Nazi represented the members of the Shevet based on the principle that is off on the other Shalai Bikar, and you don't have to consult him if it's a third one. It's his bureau. Is it Chutzi? Is it only the Chutzi? Sometimes it's going to come out that the fellow is going to be unhappy. He won't. The chayyim is detriment. Why? The ikar, the nikolay bahar. The one nikolay the big one. Some people want to have a mountainous area, they don't want to have a valley. And if he gets stuck in the valley, he's got a screen he doesn't want. He never gave this Nazi the right to represent him, and the Nazi has no right to stick him with the valley. Well, fuck that. Ikar, nikolay the big one, nikolay bahar. Whatever one is going to be happy about, the other will be unhappy about. The only going to have some complaining. And we more assume that just because they were complainers later on, they didn't cancel the right of the Nazi to represent them. It cannot be based on a simple deal of Zafon Ram Shlagafah. The Gemara finally comes, they lost their check. Yeah. If they discuss with this area, then they can swap it. Yeah. But the Haluk of the Shaykh will be a valid even though they were complaining, even though people were complaining. But it might have been based on a simple deal of Zafon Ram Shlagafah. Then when a person finds out that he did an act of the Zafon Ram and he complains, the Shlagafah will be canceled, and he should be canceled.
So these people who were included in the vineyard, and the census, they should divide their son. The census only goes to the people who are age 20 and above. So the Gemara says, when you count who has the right to get so only people from the age 20 and above. However, you can have a cousin one day old, you get a share with your own son as follows. Let's say his grandfather came out from the son. Grandfather, great-grandfather. So the father goes from the youth of his John. And then the father died in the book, he's a little baby. So he comes in there and says, well, he rushes from the south. Well, I'd like to get a hair with him and says, well, he's a little kid. So he gets to be, like a nice bluff again. He wonders that women don't get a hair with him and says, well, but she's the only descendant from her father. So she gets to be wish. That's all partial in itself. So the Gemara argues against the second shot. He cannot say that the Nazi represented all the members of the Shady base of the principle. You cannot say that they represented all the members of the tribe based on the principle of not the unshowed father, because a different title. What's going to be? Someone's going to be unhappy. He's going to complain about the halukah. He's going to complain if his initial reaction to the act of the government that he doesn't want is, then it's all canceled. And the halukah thought was not canceled just because they were complaining. It must be that it's a third shot. You know what we'll think of a third shot. But here, we're showing here, why do we not have to dig up a new taina? The same taina they had against the first shot, they shrugged up the first shot because of the taina
and the Ketanim cannot. The first shot in the parasha of the Nasi. We're trying to figure out what shot in the Chumash in Bamidbar Lamedalev. It says that the Sfim represented the members of the Shevet. So the first shot, they represented the Din Hashevet. All the members of the Shevet voted them. We choose this Nir as our Shevet. The Baruch Hashem said we should pick him, find him, and ask him. We want him to act on our behalf as our Shevet. More than that, the long shot, the Ketanim stood in the Chumash. So when he suggested the second shot, that it was not based on Shevet, it was rather based on nothing, they should reject that shot based on the same ground that Rashi and Tosfos say in Bavmitzi Perikah Zeremesha. That Zechi is Nisam Shlifu, and therefore Zechi on the Eitzim of Kaiton is only the Rabbanon. I'm going to give you an example to be credited to achieve before Bavmitzi, he's only credited with the Rabbanon, he's not credited with the right. So how can you interpret a passage in the Torah that the Nazis representing all the members of the tribe, Midin, Zalkam Yom, Shlod, the Fon, the same title that he said was wrong with the first shot, the exact same title, wrong with the second shot. What's wrong with the first shot was, how can you say the representative title? You fucking can't have a Shliach. So how did he even begin to say a second shot? That the Nazi wasn't chosen by you all, he didn't shliach it. He acted on his own, he didn't walk down the shliach. Snug it up at the same time, the title, how can you have a Shliach for a problem? How can you have a Zalkam for a problem? So that's why many Shliach points out that the simple reading of our Gemara indicates that the problem of the custom only came from shot number one. The custom can't afford the Shliach. That a cousin can't have somebody act on his behalf, but drop him a shlok. Drop him a shlok, the father, then I'll tell you. Because you see, on behalf of the cousin, then I'll tell you. This is Ramban, and I was born in Ram. This is their main riot. It's his lovely Tashli. He has nothing to do with Shlok. So step it in. Tell me that Shlok means, Asi Asa Kasi Yasi. So by a cousin, you can't say that. But somebody on this week, he didn't just a cousin did. I have a cousin that doesn't work like that. A cousin is a different thing, a completely different thing. It doesn't mean that what he did is considered that I did it. No, the thing is that his right to Kenyan, it affects me, even though I didn't do the right to Kenyan. That's how the Ramban learns. He is lovely to Shiva. It's a different thing. Not based on Shiva. This is the Ramban's right. And Rashi and Tosfos hold. Rashi and Tosfos hold. At this point, the Gemara was toying with the idea. That's how they were. That's how the Rishon was taught. The Gemara has a passion in Bamidbar Lamedalev, where it says they have a Nazi representing all the members of the tribe. Well, I don't know, maybe it's a din, but what authority does he represent the members of the tribe? The first Gemara said, well, maybe it's a din of Shlita. And one said, no, it can't be, but it's time. The Gemara is groping for a pshat, and they said, well, maybe it'll be, and he didn't drop it. And I think now, it couldn't be, he didn't drop it either, just like it can't be the din of Shlita, because no Shlita is on the head of the copy. It can also not be he didn't talk because the Chiyah on behalf of the Kosovo is under the Rabbanon. How can it be supporting in the Chumash? How can it be in the Chumash? The Gemara could have strictly, legally speaking, the Gemara could have rejected the same shot. The Gemara at that point had no other shot. They didn't know of any shot. So the Gemara thought, well, maybe it's based on the din of Zachem and Rabbanon Shlok Atonim. And maybe Zachem does work for a Kosovo. This is a Havarim in the Gemara. But then the Gemara rejected it based on other grounds anyway. The Gemara said it's all wrong anyway. He said, well, based on Zachem, then if somebody complains later on, you can't tell the whole act of the Zachem. Whoever complains later, the whole institution of the machine representing all the members of the tribe should fall apart. The Gemara has to come out to a third shot anyway. So once the Gemara comes out to the third shot, then you have no right to make them one way or the other. Then you treat the state the way we would have always said. That's how Rashi says it. There's the Chiyah, the Yavim Yukat, and we'll not be in the Nassar. The only thing, the Rabbana. That's the Machlok in Tarimi did the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara indicates how Pshutai that the Chi on behalf of the Kotan works in the Ora, it's a workman out there, which leads one to believe that the Chi is a lobby of Shlech, has not been issued. And Rashi Tosfos say, even though that's a simple reading, that was only in the Havamim. So once you get to the Maskan, then we rely on the other Gemaras. And then the Chi in the first period, and above the Chi is a measure in the other Gemaras, that the Chi is another form of Shlech. That's a big Machlokes Lama. And as I mentioned before, there are no passing in the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Lamaaseh, like Rashi says, that Chiyah is based on Shlita. Comes up the Mafkinina for Dina. There are no passing in the Halacha like Rashi says, that the Chiyah is often the Rabbi Shlita in front of the Heath of the Kotan is only the Rabbanon. It doesn't work for Nafkinina. The Chiyah on the Heath of the Kotan is only good with the Rabbanon. Within the Shita of Rashi says, where we pass in Halacha, that often the Rabbi Shlita in front of, I give you all my promise, depending on the time of the Rabbanon. That it works exactly with the same halacha of the shliach, as if you had been appointed the shliach on behalf of the other person. So here is again a big machlokas and posting exactly how does this work. So the first halachah says, Pashut Shabbos, that the Torah declares you as a Shliach. What do you mean, Zechiyah Mitzvah Shliach? Where we pass up Rashi first. Who made the middle name of Shliach on the level of the first one? So the first Achashim writes in the Tam Tera, Shodanah, Achashim Mishpah, the Torah declares you as a Shliach. Nobody has to appoint you. If you're going to act on behalf of somebody else, and it's unclear whether the other person would want it or not, then you can only act on it. We have to be appointed to a Shliach. But if it's an Umzina that he most probably will want to have this done for him, taken care of, then receive a gift on his behalf, has everything to gain and nothing to lose. So then the Torah declares you, the Torah appoints you as a Shliach. That's how they say that. And the tradition of Haran, and for the Basra, third edition lesson, that the Nehemiah has a children, and the Nehemiah, of course, the tradition of Haran, has a different shot. He says, not that the Torah declares you as a Shliach. Shot that was someone mentioned before. When you were claiming the gift on behalf of the other party, and then you tell the other person about it, you tell him, I was there for my son on your behalf, you want it or not, if he says yes, then he appoints you as a Shliach later. Retroactively, normally you say that the Shliach has to be appointed in advance. First the Shliach appoints the Shliach, and then the Shliach consumption on his behalf, he says, Yodah ki yodah lati yodah kasi yodah. Here the Torah is Mechadeh, that this is the Umdeneh, that the other fellow most probably will want you to act on his behalf, even though he doesn't know anything about what you're doing, that he has not that anybody wants to give $1 million. But I can give you $1 million now to be kind to him, and then when he finds out about it, that somebody was there and I'm talking to him, he can say, good, I'm very happy, and he can appoint the other person as a Shliach retroactively. What's the difference, Allah Almighty? Shliach is the words exactly. What's the difference, Allah Almighty, between the way that says, operations say, the Torah declares you as a Shliach to act on behalf of the other party. Well, the halacha is no, that when you find out about it, and then you say you're satisfied, then you appoint him as a Shliach. Halacha might be the same thing, no, when you find out about it, you say no. There's no, if you say yes, is yes. The difference will be, what if you never find out about it? What if you don't? Oh, so let's say, if I give you a matana to deserve on behalf of Reuben, I give you a permission. You turn on behalf of Reuben. And Reuben never gets to find out about a Reuben guy, so that's what the favor she can only give me. If you go to Reuben's children, and yes, then if they want the matana, if they want it, then you say exactly what I'm showing the father. I, but Reuben never found out about it, so how can you say Reuben appointed the other person as a shrink? So that's not a question. Just like Reuben gives over his property to Yerushim, he gives over his cousin, and that will also be Yerushim. So just like Reuben had his cousin, that if he would appoint the little man as his Shliach, it would work retroactively that the matana should be nicknamed to him. Well, if he dies, then his cousin and goes to Yerushim to his children, so the children have the right to say no. We are happy about the fact that the other person receives the gift from the hand of our father, and we want my father. So that takes us to the same sheet mark. That if I give you my son, it's presented to Reuben, and Reuben dies before he ever finds out about it, then the father says, you give it to the Yerushim of Reuben. Shaila is the following. Who's the more kind of child? I adopt a non-Jewish child, and I'm the guy of the child. What kind of Reuben is that? I'm not going to convert to become the Israel. That's that God gave. That's to know what he's doing. He has to agree to become a Jeremy Geisel. What do you mean? You take him off and you make him a gear box office. So the Gemara doesn't pretend. This is after he is an older person. And he already knows what's going on in the world. And he knows that if he needs to be a burden to be a need. Then the Gemara says that he cannot convert him by force. After Greek, he has to be locked into being a guy. But if it's a little kid, he doesn't know yet what's going on in the world. Then the Gemara says, we assume that it's a fruit for the child to come to Israel. So therefore, we need to be a guyer. A young child, based on the principle of Zachon Yom Shlomishon. So the question is, how does Zachon Yom Shlomishon work? Does it mean that when he is notified, we'll tell him later on he was adopted. You're going to have to tell me the fact that he should know that I'm not the natural kid. You're going to have to tell him anyway. But you have to tell him that he was originally a Zachon, he was converted. You have to tell him that part of the story too. It is the din of Zachon Yom Shlomishon. His day was the day of the custom, the fourth is the student of Yerushalayim and Malam. Here, Kasim, Abilim, Osabal, Bezdin is based on the principle of Zavon Yom Shalikon. If it's a Bezdin, if it's an older Nachri, he probably would not want to become the Yisrael. Unless he wants to, unless he agrees to convert. If he can't, then the guy who's called Kachai, as we say, it's not a good thing. He's only used to living his way, and he wouldn't be confused by becoming the Yisrael. But if it's a Kasim, he's not used to living a life of faith, he has to know that in all times, he's assumed that it is a Yisrael. So the question is, when you're in Zakir, the Ger Kasim, whose position is Yisrael, and the guy here without consulting him, how exactly does that work? Does the Torah declare the Bezdin as a Shluchim to do the gear on the head of the court? Even if the gear of confidence runs up and he never finds out at all that he was ever converted, then it'll still be a good act of death on the Rosh Hashanah. But if you say, like the Chiddush HaRambam, I mean, maybe the person is triggered on that, but he talks to the same time Chiddush HaRambam. But it's not that the pshat is that the middleman acts as the Torah declares the middleman as a shliach. Allah says, if and when you notify the other person of whose behalf you're doing the chut, that you did the chut for him, and he's satisfied about it, not just that he finds out and he says, I don't want it, that he breaks it. He has to find out and say that he's happy about it. Then he appoints the middleman as a shliach retroactively. So what happens if he never notified the child that he was dying? So notified he was adopted, but he never told him he was converted. So according to the Chiddush HaRambam, that's that way. The Rambam says he never became a Jew in the first place. The Ger Kalkam of Dil Mosal Dad says he's only valid on the assumption that he's going to find out sometime that he was converted. Right, but I'm trying to translate it that we did the see it for him.
Maybe he
gets
the bonus
for
the
photo. Then
he's
about to do
that. He's a very
accepting. Right, he's demonstrating that he's happy about the fact that the guy is.
No, forget about
this. He's just going to die. No, but if they never notify him that they did an act of zoning for him, they never appointed the little people as a shliach to act on his behalf, but then you can't say that
he's
a
shliach. No,
he thinks that he's a Jewish. He doesn't know that he's a doctor and he was converted. If it's based on nothing else, he's going to tell us that the Rabbin, what the Rabbin says, it only works when he finds out that they did an act of justice for him and he's masking about it later, then it works retroactively. But if he never finds out about it, then he points to the Rabbin. It's not valid. It's not valid the first time.
And he wasn't,
he didn't
accept the
order,
and
he didn't get the order,
should be
the one he's going to need. What do you mean he didn't accept the order?
He
didn't accept the order. You mean he never told him that he was converted? That's the shaila. According to the Ran, it could be, it could also be that not. It didn't go through the whole Ran. Could be there's a sad evenness in the Ran. There's another, there's two aspects to that. Could be even the Ran would agree. But according to the Ran, you have a shaila. The shaila, they have to worry about the Ran. Maybe most of the talk in the whole life is very confession. Maybe you have to worry about the Ran. Right, that's Pesach Kasha. Pesach is not Kasha. And that's Gemara and Sunni. It's like, with the Kasha, how can you say you convert that way you should try to make it into Yisrael based on Zach and Yom and Shlev and Tom? Because the Gemara says that in Zeh Nesha, that there's no tree on the Echel, that's Pesach Kasha. With the Kasha. The Pesach says that Echel will be there to say he'll become a Yisrael. And say the tree is being done on the Echel of the Yisrael who's going to turn out the Echel. Right now he's an Echel. But after the tree will take effect, he will... In effect, that's what we're doing. We both have Tosin and an offering. You have two problems. It's a problem and an offering. So the problem of the offering says it's down to say, well, he's going to become Israel. You know, he's going to be there for him. He's going to become Israel. And then you say, Tosin and an offering. Problems are going to be still a cousin. Still a cousin. And Rashi says, well, that's all the Amishai Bifana only works to the cousin with the Rabbanan. So you mean to say that it's only a gear with the Rabbanan? That's the Tezis Tosin. That's the main thing of the Tezis in Sulu Zabiyot. There's like two sheep in that. Whether a Ger Kotem of Bill Mosal Dal says is based on Zal Gersh Kotem to be a Ger only the Rabbon? Is there such a thing, a Ger with the Rabbon? When I tell you the Nachri, the Rabbon is a Ger with some Shan Tezis. And the more commonly accepted sheep is not that it does is using the Ger without the Rabbi. But see, we can't show it until we give the whole thing to why it's different here. So this is kind of sweet. They say in the name of the Ger Tzedek in Vilna. They say in the name of the Ger Tzedek. That he had, I remember, he said, when the Rebbeinu Shalom brought to the Torah to the woman Torah, and they all rejected it. Then he went to the Torah today, and they all said, not to Nishma. He said, they all rejected, all the woman Torah, everybody rejected it, and everybody said, not to Nishma. So some of them, 90% of the grain said, they don't want such a sense, or 5% said, they'd be interested. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, the most of the nation doesn't want, he's not going to give them, but he even opened the summer. Everybody said,
sounds like everybody. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, it sounds like everybody said. But he did, Yom Kippur, he said, the son, and most of them said they wanted, and some of them didn't want it. But he said, historically, the punishment was closer to the generation that was going to even everything out. But some of those people who originally didn't want those evenings and didn't want to accept the very high steam line, so they descended, Jeram's son became a Shemadim. Jeram, they left part of them. They became a Shemadim and converted to other religions. And those boys who originally wanted to accept the Torah, but they were all accepted the Torah, the other members of the nation didn't want, but the son of their descendants, so Jeram became Jeram. So the first one started to even everything out. That's what they say, oh, the name of the Jeram. That's what he said. I don't know, there's no mocking the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say.
If he finds out, and he says he wants to be there, and then he changes his mind, then it's too late. The shot is, if he never found out about it, do I say that the gayness was valid, except that he couldn't cancel it if he would, to notify. And he would have said he doesn't mind, he couldn't cancel it. We never notified. He never canceled. But he'd say, no. I only say that the Zachman Yonashan will want to take this back all along, if at the end, sometimes they notify before he dies, he says, if it's not becomes little, then probably you certainly don't have to notify him later. If he will notify him, his initial reaction will be that he doesn't want it, and he might just need to break up to see it. He can convert it into a whole, so the label of the trouble won't be a good. But if you never find out about it, if you don't see a lot of punctuation, most probably it would be good. One problem is if you hold up Rashi in place, it's a weak punctuation. You know, the Shia is me punctuation. But then the question comes up, well, who made the Shia? Who made the Shia? They say the Torah declared him in the Shia? But they say no. The fellow on whose behalf the Zohar is being done, later on when he finds out about it, has to say that he's happy, he's satisfied. And he appoints him as a shliach retroactively. And then you can say, if you never find out about it, then it's not that. He's open. No, Zohar doesn't mean he's come in stuff in the trap. It means the little man does the mindset kingdom, and the halal is going directly on behalf of the other person. That's the Ramban, and other half the Torah, that two Magi Tashlur. One Tashlur means that you did the kingdom, you did the mindset kingdom, and it takes effect in somebody else. And three Tashlur means that even though it looks like you did the mindset kingdom, there's certain disposition, that's what it looks like, but I'll leave it there in Talon because you didn't do anything. The person on whose behalf you're making this, not part of it, the one who's there to making the kingdom, consider after then Kilo, he had made the Shlev as if he himself did the kingdom. Then Tashmir and Ingrat, he has to come to Yasso. And clear one Tashmir and Ingrat, no, you made the right thing, it's power on behalf of the other side.
he's not talking to Shula.
Who's the third person?
On his
behalf, yeah, but that's what the Gemara says. This is what I'm telling him right away. That I was there for a heart for you. He said, I want a heart, I want a big car. The Gemara says, it's my Zechia for heart. It would be based on Zahul Yom Shalim Fana. But your initial reaction when you find out is, that I don't want that. I want something better. I don't want to go wrong. Then you can't go all that. No, no, it goes back to the original owner. This nothing happened. It goes back to me. I gave you a gift to return it for a third party. And then when he finds out about it, he got to go to that letter. And then it didn't say that I gave it back to him. It never left my ownership. He declares that it's a chobo. Now, often said, it's a recall, it's good. But then he consults him, he says, no, it's a chobo. But all people can't call. Is that even all true? She never went to it. So again, let's review the case. So the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to choose one Nasi from every Shevet to represent all the members of the Shevet. So the Gemara wants to know what authority did the Nasi have to represent all the other members of the Shevet. So the first suggestion was, we'll have three Pshats. The first one, wrong and uninteresting. The first suggestion was that the Nasi represented all the members of the Shevet based on the principle of Shluch HaShavad and Kemal. Everybody had to appoint them. They had a vote, they had to say, we are Nazi when we learn from the choice and we appoint this Nazi as our Sharia. We know that that can be. Who, how can the Nazi represent the Khan? There were many Khan in the days of Yeshua, they know that the Khan was Khalil the Khan. So that's shot of that. Then the Lord suggested a second shot, which they also rejected. Second shot was that the Nazi represents all the members of the Sheva without consulting them. Based on the principle of Zahul Yah, the Sheva thought they have everything to gain and nothing to lose. But the Nazi should represent it. So you don't tell them what you're doing. You go and do the act of Chalukah all the time. So the only time that the Gemara had against this, the only time that the Gemara mentioned against this was, well, what's going to happen is going to have complaining customers later. They're going to say, you're not happy with what they got. I don't want the horse. I don't want the mountain. He said, I don't want the bitter. I don't want the valley. Everybody's going to be complaining. So those who are going to complain, you're going to tell me the whole Chalukah all the time is canceled. You're not canceled. It matters, it can't be a simple form of Zahul Yom Shlai B'Sanah. Because then, when the person finds out about it and says he doesn't want it, I should cancel it. It must be that it's a third shot. The error should be Rabbi Abuna, third shot. The Omer, Rabbi Abuna, Omer Abgidu, Omer Abgidu, instead of Omer Abgidu, when the person says the name of Yah, and this is the final and the fifth shot of the Pasuk. That the Pasuk that says that the Nazi represents the woman under the shade of his neither of them as Shlichus, but the Khan of the Shev couldn't finish it, nor was it a din of Zohar the Yadish of the Khanah. It was rather the din of Apotropos. Denying, what do I learn from the Chumash? You say to me, Shabbo Lachu Tzimitzi Adiyan, Shabbo Nabi Abraham Apotropos, and said the Talon case, and then died, and it means that you chose to tell the Shev that 25 years old. And that is, but just 10 years old. And he left the business, he left the field back in the virus. Kid is 10 years old, he goes to school, he doesn't know anything. He's 25 years old, he knows he's going to do all the work in the business, and then he's going to divide it 50-50. If that's fair, he wants to make a halukah. He wants 25 years old does. I'm a genius, I'm a business genius, I want to make a halukah. I want to get my shield, whatever rabbi I make, I want to keep. Why should I give all the half of the rabbi to the others? They don't know what's going on, they're not putting in any books, they're just the business is there. Well, if you have the Yisrael Yishevah Lachlo B'Nisrabim, you have the Yisrael Yishevah Lachlo B'Nisrabim, and the Yisrael Yishevah Lachlo B'Nisrabim, those who are 10 times the Yisrael Yishevah, 25, 35 years old. They want to have a Hanukkah. Is there any reva, any gain that they would acquire because of their ingenuity?
They don't want to share it with the others. They want to have everything for themselves. So what do you do if they want to make havoc? What do you do with the havoc of the sun? The very important thing about the truck is to take care of the havoc of the sun. We didn't know this is that there's a person has the right to represent the famine in desert to make a chalukah to provide the property that the father left in Yerusha. Or the bar, or the cell, or the hand to take care of the mechassim of the family. How do you know there's such an institution about the shabbat? So the mother says it's going down to this part of the family. Then the chumash says, you have to yach, and also yach, you have to be coupled. You have to represent all members of the shabbat, including the family. So how can it be that you represent everybody including the family? It is the din of the Zohar, you understand the son of, so we just said before, and what's going to happen if someone's going to complain later because I'm not satisfied with what I got, so then you should break up the whole Zohar, and I'm sure you can't. But once you do it, it's not based on Zohar, once you put different din, once you put din about the trumpet, and if you have the trumpet, does something, and later the servants say, we're unhappy with what the other trumpet did, then we say, we're sorry about that, and we sell anyway. That the trumpet's actions are valid, even though you say them are unhappy about it. That's what the Gemara says. We left that two lines in the Gemara. Yes. So that the Shadrach and Lepi, as possible, they usually there's no need. The Gemara has a lesson about this beard. You appoint an apotropos who lived the community, the people with long beards, for the welcome. He has a long beard. Let him figure out how he wants. But he doesn't need any help. Apotropos is then for Rahman's time, so you appoint apotropos. But really appointing an apotropos is going to get a day and I raise the war. But here, they need it, even it doesn't need an apotropos. It makes it immediate. Yeah. Then you can't, sure. Then you can't. If the person is a lot like that, they can find an apotropos. So we left that two lines in the middle where the Gemara catches up the original manner of Rav. Rav said, we appoint an apotropos, and the heir would be stunning. Lachu is his place. Both to lose to the stunning, and to gain to the sense. The Gemara says, why should you appoint an apotropos that they should lose? It doesn't make any sense. Don't appoint an apotropos, they won't lose. The Gemara says, no, it means love of Ahmad. Why should you appoint an apotropos? It doesn't make sense. Hillary Moses, love of Ahmad, you say. Yet they have to make a halukah comparison to that. So they're giving away a chedus to the other shaykh. So they're losing that chedus. So that's okay. Since they're gaining their chedus, they want to give away, but the apotropos doesn't like to do that. So here we mentioned a few weeks ago when we discussed originally apotropos, here is a major dispute among the Rishonim, how do apotropos have to work? If you represent me, the family company, based on the principle of Zohar Miram and Shlomo Tzomon, I have everything to gain and nothing to lose, so then the Gemara says, what happens when they notify me that they just did this Gevaldige act of fear, that the Georgian Matana Rambam. They say, I don't want any Rambam, that's only Tzomon home, take it back. And the thing is that I say, I don't want it, so I can't put the whole Zohar Miram and Shlomo Tzomon, and it doesn't take it back. But if the apotropos says something on behalf of the attorney, and they say, we are unhappy, we don't like what he did, it doesn't matter. He must be ignored the complaints of the attorney, and the apotropos' actions are valid, even against their complaints. So the question is why? So the question is, an apotropos is a different din. It's not at all based on the din of the Zohar and Shlomo Tzomon. It must be even lawful. Lawful, they're going to lose that. Apotropos is a din, and apotropos is divine. Whenever the violin, whenever the father is a partner, the father is a senile person, like you mentioned, and is not able to function on his own. So the prophet tells us, or here, that all the God, all the members of the tribe, they are fine and gold, and you can't have everybody give a different day, how to divide, how to wage war, how to divide all stuff. But I don't have one person represent everybody to do like a chosen. So maybe the thing about the chosen is that the chosen is the Shabbat. Whenever the diamond himself is a lot by heart, he is unable to function on his own, because there's a lot by down, that customer is senile. Boy, there's going to be too many days. There's going to be a million people in every tribe. How can you listen to everybody? So go right to like a female person. Whenever the violence itself is unable to function, the person can appoint an apotropos, and apotropos is Dina Shibayim. If Dina Shibayim, he has the status like the violence, but then by state stuff like this, they haven't happened with what he did later. That's what? It doesn't matter. He didn't act based on Zohar Miram and Shlomo Tzomon that they can complain later on, but he holds it to hold for a status quo. No. He actually didn't buy them, but whatever he did is valid. That's the simple shot. Rashi doesn't get on that. Rashi doesn't get on that for the following week. The way he read the Gemara, the Gemara had a pasuk that the Nazi represented all the members of the tribe. And the Gemara said the first shot was, that it's based on Shlichus, they appointed it, the Gemara said that's wrong, not the correct shot. Second shot was, that this is not the source of Shlichus. So what is the source of Shlichus? That whole pasuk is all here. We had a good speaking. Then the Lord said, well, And if the Islamic that we can see if they're a cousin, it goes from another. But normally, leading out the problem would see on the edge of the custom, what the young children call them the Bidya Raisa. The question is, where is the Pasuk? We just rejected the second shot. We're left with the third shot. And this Pasuk by the Nasi Yech, and Nasi Yech, and the Mat of Sitoku, they represented the shape that they come to think about the trouble. So how can it, where is the source of the Din? And what the young children call them? That's the Pasuk somewhere else. It's amazing. So this question is told by a Baruch there. The constitution just has one line, he points out another dot. He doesn't know, once he gets to the end of the Gemara, it's just finished now. How do you know the person, where did the person that teaches you to the thing? And it's not the other short time. So if you read Rashi slowly, Rashi answers the Kasha of the Bosch. Essential, Bosch can do all the patience in my life. Do all the patience in my life. If it's the Rashi over here, he didn't read. Eloki de Robert. Rashi writes, Eloki de Robert. The first thing Mora said was the Pasuk tells you Shneva ben Tzua. Then the other Pasuk tells you Zafri Yashar Kham ben Tzua. The Mora said, so what does the Pasuk tell you? Kibir Rav. The Rashi says, Koyma. And I mean, usually when it's Mora says Elo, it's rejected what came before. Elo, what you said before, is dead wrong. I'm going to give you the correct shot. Pay attention, here goes the right shot. The Rashi says, Elo Kibir Rav, it's Koyma. Koyma means that there's something in the today, there's a twist on it. It's not Pasuk. Otherwise Rashi doesn't say Koyma. Rashi says, Kleina, Eloh Kibirov means not only can you derive from this topic the principle of Zachary Yom Shlomo Farnam, you can even derive a fancier form of Zachary Yom Shlomo Farnam, which we call Apotropis. Apotropis is not a third shot. It's just that we touched up the second shot. The second shot was that it's Zachary Yom Shlomo Farnam. So we have a kasha against the second shot, it's a normal, simple case of Zachary Yom Shlomo Farnam. So what are you going to do if you're going to complain later? So whenever the person on whose behalf we did this chiyah complaint, that he cancelled all, he cancelled the gerut, he cancelled the matana. So let him cancel the chalukah for it. But the one says, no. Rashi says, what is the chushalai v'chanam greater to you can amash from him? The golem not only can be derived from this person, but this is what I'm talking about, the shalai v'chanam. Elah doesn't even reject everything that came before. We're touching up, we're rejecting the simple version that came before, we're touching it up a little bit. You can even derive a fancy form of Zachan, and the Aluya Nami, the Pasuk is also teaching us the Lisha Tanin, if the little man represents Tanin, I feel a chod ha'akom ha'chnasur, it's also Rashaim Bezin, there's a din of Apotropis. The Rashi clearly holds the Feirish that Apotropis is not Apotropis, Dina Kibayim. Apotropis is just a glorified form of Zachan Yadishnei Bufana. Whereas in a normal situation of Zachan Yadishnei Bufana, when the fellow finds out what I did, with this big conclusion that we did for him, and he says he's unhappy, he breaks it up, he declares it as a chayfa, but if it's on the earth of Tanin, the apotropos, the functioning of the Tanin, he cannot declare it as a chayfa later. We still continue to insist that it's a school. But the kid was a question, he couldn't do anything on his own, so anything we do for him is a school. Anything we're doing is a school. We label it always a school, even if he screams later. So Rashi has a different sheet for him, this is a big mafleket in Rishonim. But Apotropis is a third shot, it's a glance in a fourth shot. It's not Shlichus, and it's not Mishiyah, it's a little bit Apotropis in the Kibayim. But no, Apotropis is another form of Zachary Yom Shlomo Yom. We discussed it about three weeks ago, we gave it to Kiminus by Mani Shloshton, and by Kiminaga, we gave it to Kiminus all off in Cheshmish, but when Apotropis is in the Kibayim, so Apotropis is the theme of Zachary Yom Shlomo Yom. Thank you.
And this week's study of Vayigash, there is a process which the Tanoim and the Kubalim place a lot of stress on. Very simple question. And Yaakov, as we say, to go down to the Shrine, so he had a Maraham rule that night. A young man came in Yisrael, Yaakov did the Maraham, and said, don't be afraid. I'll see you in Arizona this time. Don't be worried about going down to the Shrine. He was very nervous. He was really so bummed that he came out of the youth club. He saw the youth club that he never left there at the Shrine. Youth club was an older feeling he was born on the Arcadia. He had to satisfy the club. He wasn't committed to leave there at the Shrine. Because it says that Yaakov went to the Shrine of the Yitzchak, because he went to the Shrine of the God of the Father Yitzchak, and he was praying and hoping that he wouldn't have to go to the Shrine. He wanted to stay in Eretz Yisrael, but the Father Yitzchak stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So the Shrine said, no, I'm sorry. You have to go to go with the Shrine. I'll kill him and do it with the Shrine. Don't be worried about it. So the good God was in Hashem. And then Hashem tells him, Anochi Eir Yim from the Shrine, Anochi Al Kavam Adam. I will go down with you to the Shrine, and I will bring you up. What is the part of being able to go down with you from the Shrine? So the part of the Shrine, the part of you is I will protect you on the way down to the Shrine. So you mean the Bosh was going to stay and go to the Shrine also? So then he said, I'll take you, I'll protect you on the way there. And all the Yahweh said, no, I'll protect Kol Yisrael on the way back from the Shrine and carry the Shrine. So the Tanoim comment on that part of the Chisra says, you know how that is. But this part is called the story of Golot Hashem. Famous expression, Golot Hashem. The Shchint is the Golut, the Shchint is also in Golut. And the Medrash comes on the Pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu had the Maharal Zohar for the first time he saw the snare. Zohar Bereisha, a snare, and then Rukal, the stone which was burned and it wasn't consumed. So the fire that burns in that, the lightens and doesn't consume the Shchint, and the other fire consumes whatever is burned. And this was the Jewish Shchint that he had, that's what he was going to do. The Jewish Shchint, what it had to be on the snare, it's not that the bush was burned, it wasn't the burning bush. There was a Jewish shin on top of the bush. Why didn't the Jewish shin be a little lower than the bush running on the right tree? So the Medrash says, on that part, the Rashi quotes this to demonstrate that the shin of the bulk of the bulk like a thorn bush hurt, and you stick yourself on to the shin of the Kabbalah of being hurt when it is in gold. So what's the shot of shin to the bulk? What does that mean? So the Gemara has one Kabbalah, that's shin to the bulk. It means that in the Kabbalah, the type thing is that they present it on a different, a whole different level. The Gemara presents it in the following form. The Gemara has in the first paragraph in Chagigah a contribution to the Tishkuk. One pasuk says, "Hey, brother, the farmer, hey, the chelva being kama." The Kaddish Shalom everything is led in the framework. There's no hakdus. Any hakdus is no hakdus. Never understanding anything is happening today. The other pasuk says, "In the same Tishkinash, the Kaddish Shalom is crying hard out." In this part, it's a contradiction, it's always happening. Or if we think, is there any aspects of that I'm looking? So the Gemara says, why can't she be a contradiction? Time is called as Gavoy, time is called as Gavoy. It depends whether you're the inner chamber or the outer chamber. So the Darshanim, whenever they speak about the Rabbana, they speak about their Hamishan, you know, they always misquote the Gemara, and they always say it like this. In the inner chamber, the Darshanim is always happy. I'll leave it down there, the Darshanim knows what's going on, so he's always happy, always fit. Hey, well, there's one where the head was. One head was on 60 and leave, and it all got. And then, what is that boy in the other room, sometimes there's a little statement. So really, in the presence of the Rebbe Shalom, there's always happy. So the Masha Chachma points out, and the Simchon, the Rebbe Shalom points out, if you read the Gemara, keep Shimcha, the Gemara is just to be heard. The Gemara needs to say a different thing. Hey, well, how did I find a little head to be colonized? When the world was collapsing, when the Nazis were killing the Jews, when the persecution started to grow, and Russia told us about all the generations, it looked as if the Rebbe Shalom doesn't give a hang. Everything is going on, you know. But the Rebbe Shalom doesn't come, the Shina is there, and he doesn't care what's happening in the world. He's happy about everything. And that really starts to the point of that, just the body is our way. That's on the outside. The superficial impression is that the Rebbe Shalom is happy about himself and he lets everything go, and he doesn't care about time to grow. But the historian, in his innermost chamber, the focus is in the form of the Bate Gavori, I'll leave the damage to the Babish Holmes crying his heart out. He is unhappy about what's happening in the world. He's very sad about the time of Gerala and Rosh Hashanah. The superficial impression that he conveys is that he doesn't care. He doesn't want any shine at heaven. So I'll leave the damage, it really hurts. Whatever that means, what is it that hurts me? If you don't care about it, I'll say it in the shed. But that's what the Gemara is driving. That's the simple shot of the Gemara, is that the Golos Hashchin is not that the Yidin are suffering in Golos, and the Rebbe Shalom couldn't care that the world just goes, keeps on going out, the world can come to an end, and the Rebbe Shalom doesn't care. No, it's not true.
understand this is a Shkinta B'Nanusa. The Shkinta is also in Godliness. And the Shkinta is in the thorn bush, in the snare. And the Shkinta is hurt, but the Baruch Hu also. It hurts him. And the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, and what happens when he's not suffering? So the Baruch Hu says, Kalani Yereshi, Kalani Yisraeli. I have a headache, my arm hurts, my body hurts, I'm faint, I'm weak, I don't feel. Even the Baruch Hu is wrong, he's weak. At hand, no, it means, Kibaruch Hu, that he does feel bad about what's happening. That's the Boshek Shah that you worry about. The Shkinta B'Gavusa, that the Baruch Hu does feel bad about what's happening. But he doesn't give any outward demonim to the people. So the Kabbalim use the same term, Shkinta B'Gavusa, God of Hashina. But they use it in a completely different way. It's the God of the Kabbalah. We have a Mishnah in Torah that says, Hayotim in Atameh is coming. And Hayotim in Atameh is coming. You have a cow in Toshin. And you use the cow, the cow's milk is kosher, then you're not a drink. But if you have a fish, a soup, and a soup is a Danish name, if you take milk from a fish, so you're not telling me something. The same is true with eggs. The eggs that come out from a chicken, it's just hen, hen lays an egg. The egg is kosher, so the chicken is kosher. And if you have an eagle, and you have an ostrich, and lays an egg, so we learn that from our thoughts, because Bahayana, not only the yana trait, not only the ostrich, but Bahayana, what's the bah? Ayana has a bas, and he says, yeah, the bas ayana refers to the big bas that he's talking about, the egg, that a trace of birds makes. So not only the bas of oyster on the trace, the yosem and atame is also said. So the Mishnah has such an expression. Ayosem and atame is bane. Whatever comes out from an unfortunate animal, the wood, the egg, or whatever, is also said. Ayosem and atame, whatever comes from the kosher animal is kosher. So if the bottom half of all these things, they would say, based on that Mishnah, the whole is ayosem and atame, the Rebbeinu Shlom is a Torah, Rebbeinu Shlom is a Kodesh. He created the whole world, so the whole world emanated from the Rebbeinu Shlom, from the Shkina. So everything in the world is a Yotzim in a Torah, everything is a Yotzim in a Kodesh. Everything in the world has Kodesh. Maybe everything in the world has Kodesh, but there are so many things that we say are Tami, so many things that are Yotzim. What do you mean have Kodesh? There are so many things in the world that are... part of it, neutral, in the name of the world, what do you mean everything has Kodesh? So the answer is, well, that there are any senses of Kedusha and everything in the world. If the Rebbeinu Shlom is a Kedusha, whatever he creates, the Echreach has to have a Kedusha. It's just that if it's more obvious that it has Kedusha, then we call it Kedusha. If it's not obvious that it has Kedusha, then we call it Chol. But there's nothing really in the world that's Chol. Everything is Kedusha. There are different levels of Kedusha. That's why the Allah has stressed so much. That Shabbos has a higher Kedusha than Yom Kippur, which we don't have a higher Kedusha than Yom Kippur, which we don't have a higher Kedusha than Chol Hamoed. And Finish Shalom Rosh has a higher Kedusha than Finish Shalom Yad. And if the Torah has more Kedusha than in the Zizim, the Zizim is still in the Baal Machlokes, Rabbi Yishon, which has more Kedusha. Say, Paul, why do you have such Chiluk and Dinah? It's not such, it's Kedusha and it's Chol. Everything that's Kedusha is Kedusha, everything that's Chol is Chol. The answer is not everything is Kedusha. The Chol is also Kedusha. When you say that it's Kedusha and Chol, you're right away saying that there's two levels of Kedusha. There's a Kedusha Chala, Kedusha Kamula, there's a Kedusha Chala. So right away the whole thing, what's given in the world is when you know that it's Kedusha and Chol, the Chol doesn't mean Chol, Chol also means Kedusha. Created by the eventual move the Kodesh, and you have to know that Kodesh, everything has Kodesh. Yes, that is the Kodesh Kaal, that is the Kodesh Kaal and the Kodesh Kaal. And you have many levels of Kodesh Kaal, Kodesh Kaal and Kodesh Kaal. So the Kabbalah think about the Melech also very often. The king who is locked up in prison. The Shema is in prison, but everything in the world is Shema. And everything in the world is Shema. So they're in the presence of Kodesh and everything. That's the question of Baal Shem, that even the dead, even the rocks, having a Shema. Martin Buber wrote a whole book about Ayin Gaf. He talks about a relationship with the Zenit. A little bit Zenit table there. He's basing the whole thing on the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem is meant to be possible. It's not a Kiddush. It's not a Kiddush. The Rambam Kodolim say is that everything in the world has a Kiddush. Everything has been created as a Kiddush because it's created by the Rebbeinu Shlom. And I yet know Kiddush is Kiddush. The only question is, if you don't accept the Kiddush and get something Kiddush, then you don't know that. There's a story about one of the Baal Rebbeinu from Gurus. That one of his Hasidim was a Sefer. He came to the Rebbe and he told the Rebbe he's very massive when he goes when he goes to the Torah and he's busy and he's back to Chinese and that and the other thing. And he had another Chumash that although the Gemara says that the Rebbe can use the parchment from, he can only use parchment that goes from a kosher animal. You can't use from a horse or from a pig or anything. But you may use from a cow even if the cow never had a kosher shkita, even if it's in a small block, on a day or a trace block, they still use that parchment. This talk from the Baldwin, and he's very reductive, he's machmir, he not only uses that, of course, for the kosher animal, he uses that to come off. Black culture animal that has black culture of sheep in, he doesn't use the baby to shave and he doesn't use French sheep. So the Rebbe recommended that if I can't, that she did not use the baby to shave. He gave no reason why. He said that the animal that had a culture of sheep in, but that animal has a tikkun. And so Chassidus is not for everything in the world to have a tikkun. Means that there are mistakes of vision and everything, and everything should be used to get the kedusha out of it. But the animal that has a culture of sheep in, so the sheikh has to give up that bracha. And then the Balabas is going to eat the flesh, they're going to say a bracha shahakum, they're going to say burn the flesh. And when they eat it and they absorb it in their system, it's going to help them do avodas Hashem. If you want to learn, then this is a nice insight based on this flesh. Never, the animal has never had a sheep of shayrus in the veda. Or there is a shayrus, and then the shayrus is not going to have its tikkun. So it's a rachmanis on such an animal. So you should make a tikkun on an animal, because you should use these. Or the parchment from the Nevela to the Trachis, the never had the tikkun, you should use those in service of Lusha and use them in the service of Avodas Hashem. So this is what the Kabbalim refer to when they speak of Golas Hashina. It's not the same as the Gemara. It's the same word, but it's a whole different concept. The Gemara speaks of Golas Hashina in the sense that the Nevela does care what's happening. Although it looks like he doesn't give a hang, that a growl or other problem of the Greek, he doesn't come, he doesn't bother him. The Benchon is up there in heaven, he doesn't care. He doesn't know what's going on, he doesn't care. And the Lord says, come to show him that clearly. He knows that he cares, and it hurts him. And he's pain, not only when the Benchon is over, but whenever anybody tells him. That's how the Lord uses the Benchon of the Golden to the Golden Hashem. And the Kodam uses it in a completely different sense, that the Shem and Golden form over in wood, and tables, and chairs, and stones. And they did a Shana, they did a Shana to every Golden, every stone has a Shana. And you have to use those in terms of solutions to bring out some divine mixture with it, that everything should serve in Avodas Hashem. And this is what based on this passage that I'm not going to be able to do this in the time. The Rosh Hashem said, he too will go on to God. Thank you.